content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Baby, do you want to go higher? Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos and Navi Mendoza. And we've got Mike McFarland coming down the hallway here in just a minute. Don't you hate it when you get pulled over and get a speeding ticket?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah. You know what? It happens, though.
It does.
Know? Yeah. So,
I like how you just get a warning, though.
Yeah. Well,
depends. A few times.
What time of the month is it? Isn't this the time of the month where they?
No, not yet.
What do they do at the end of the month?
They have to meet a quota.
They have to meet a quota. You know,
I'm out of breath. Sorry.
Why do they have to meet a quota? What do you guys think about that?
I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I forgot to introduce Alicia. How you doing today, Alicia?
Hello, I'm good.
Good. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a little screwy right now. Everybody's running all
like
over the place.
I just ran a mile.
Well, there's a lot of exciting things are happening here this morning. So, you know, Ben and Skin are starting with Christina, the Ben and Skin show on the Eagle 97.1 from 2 to 5. So, you know, there's a lot of excitement down there. And I can't wait
to hear it.
Yeah, me too. You know, I know Jill Lane's a huge fan. Mm-hmm. She's going to be so giddy when she comes in here tomorrow.
Yep. She really
she's
is.
Probably going to want to. She's like a. What do you call it when someone's a.
She's a fangirl.
She's a fangirl, yeah, or like a groupie. Anyway, but it's great to have you guys here. And Mike McFarland's always awesome. We're going to be talking with him about making new habits. And Dr. Deborah Green, she's a PhD as well. They're both doctors, PhDs. She's going to be talking about protecting yourself from wireless radiation. It's actually on the cover of What Doctors Don't Tell You, Protect Yourself from Wi-Fi and 5G, a step-by-step guide to staying safe. Lynn McTaggart and her husband are the editors. I always forget her husband's name. I'm going to have to look now because I do that. That's not cool.
I forget it too. It's okay.
What is it? Okay, I'm going to
Brian,
look.
Maybe?
There he is. Come on down. Come on down,
hey, Dr. Mike.
There he is. Gosh, I hate when that happens. But you know,
what's the guy's name? Let me see it.
Here, you go ahead and look. Yeah, it's Monday. Can
Brian
you tell?
Hubbard.
It's Monday.
It's
Ryan,
Monday.
What is it?
Brian Hubbard
and Lynn McTaggart. Are they sweet on one another?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of sweet, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Ooh.
Yeah. What do you, you know, let's psychologically break down Valentine's Day, Dr. Mike.
Oh, boy.
Hallmark holiday.
Exactly.
What do you, yeah.
Hallmark.
Although it is probably a very commercial holiday, I think it's a great opportunity for people to connect with their loved ones mm-hmm. and their significant others. Mm-hmm. So, you know, gosh, why not embrace the opportunity to really spend some special attention on people that matter to us?
Yeah, and spread some love.
Exactly.
I get excited about it. I don't know. You know, I'm the mom that always made the pink cupcakes, you know, and the cookies. What are you looking at me weird for?
No, I'm not. I think of like walking into Walmart and just seeing that whole three aisles full of pink and bears mm-hmm. and big heart chocolate boxes, yeah. You know, and I don't want any of that.
Yeah.
You know,
what do you want for Valentine's Day, if anything at all?
A nice meal. and
nice
some quality
meal.
Time, and you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, every restaurant's probably been booked for months, but there are a lot of restaurants in Dallas, so.
There are a lot of restaurants.
Yeah.
That is true, so.
Yeah. So I have no plans for Valentine's Day. I'm going to take my daughter to her Valentine's with her sweetheart. You know, they're both young. They're teenagers. They don't have any wheels yet. So, you know, I'm going to drop them off at the mall for a couple of hours. And,
oh, fun. Valentine's at the mall. All right.
Well, you know, what else a kid that age, what are they going to do?
Go
to the movies, right? Mm-hmm. Go get something to eat. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you do? But I do love that Valentine's Day is about spreading love and affection and just showing people. Well, I always sent my mom and dad a Valentine's Day card.
I did too. Me too.
Did you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't just have to be that significant other.
No.
You can show love to family and friends, show that they're special.
Do you remember writing Valentine's when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
I loved that.
Oh, my gosh.
Getting Valentine's, so sweet.
There's a DJ that is very close in proximity that always leaves a Valentine on my desk, on my studio desk. We'll see if he
does
it
this
year. Is it
a secret Valentine or you know who it is?
Well, I'm just not going to say. Yes, I know who it is, but I'm not going to say. But we'll see if he does it again this year. So.
But you're hoping so.
Well, it's always sweet. You know, it makes
me. Is that
a
little crush?
No. Not, well, you know, I just think it's very sweet. It's like it's so elementary. That's what I mean. It's so sweet because it's so innocent to just let someone know that, you know, they might like to be your Valentine, right?
You've kind of inspired me. I wonder, do they still sell those little boxes?
Yes.
30,
I'm
going to
pick some, like the cartoon ones.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
going to
get some.
Well, and then there's Galentine's. So, you know, Galentine's is a really big deal. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
Oh, my gosh. So let me get you hip here.
All right.
Dr. Mike, so Galentine's is a day that girlfriends celebrate together and support one another and do a gift, typically a gift exchange, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Is it named after St. Galentine's?
St. Galentine. No. I think it was started on Parks and Rec, actually.
Oh,
from
okay.
Miss Leslie Knope.
Uh-huh. Leslie Knope.
Oh,
all
is that
right.
Who started Parks and Rec?
Leslie Knope.
I love it. Okay, so I do a Galentine's thing here. Alicia, you're going to want to be on the alert on Thursday morning when I come in. I set up a whole trick or treat of beauty stuff and candies and anything I can find that's just fun and not too crazy expensive that won't have to be recycled.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to the Nordstrom beauty counter. I was there yesterday working it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the different lines like Chanel and La Mer and all these like great lines donated a bunch of samples. And then I put out bags, and so all the ladies here on the third floor get to go like trick or treat in the ladies' room.
Oh, that's great!
It's a Galentine's celebration, and I love doing it. It's fun to do stuff like that,
it is
right?
Fun.
Spreading the love.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, speaking of spreading the love, you know, Navi is with us today in studio, and she has a blog called The Spiritual Daily, which she shares with us a couple times a week when she's in studio. So, what's The Spiritual Daily today, Navi?
So today's daily dose of spirituality is to remember that happiness lies in perception. And so talking about Valentine's, it can be a bittersweet holiday, right? Because some people, they have loved ones to spend it with and they have a boyfriend or girlfriend and they're happy and, you know, they spend it with each other. But then other people are, alone, or they don't have family. They don't live near family. They don't have a boyfriend or girlfriend. And just remember that your happiness is going to lie in your perception of how you view this holiday.
Yeah.
So you can, why don't you take advantage of it and use it for self-love? Go and take yourself out to eat. Go bathe yourself in some amazing oils and Epsom salt. Do something for you and just change your perception on how you view it, because everything in life, it lies in your perception. And if you view it from a negative standpoint, then it's going to be horrible. But if you view it from a positive standpoint, it could literally just change your life. So
yeah, I love that. Don't you?
She's got.
She's like Buddha.
Would you call her Confucius?
Confucius. I call her Confucius. She's like, you know, she's what, 29, 28. She's 28, and she's got such incredible wisdom. But you know why? Because she suffered a lot too. So she went through some tough things in her life, and through that sorrow and that journey, she learned a lot. So. You know, what's the name of that song that I was listening to this morning?
And Silver Linings.
Silver Linings. Yeah. So when what are the lyrics? Oh,
gosh. I don't remember.
It's about you can't see the silver lining unless you're in the. Oh, it's so beautiful too.
In the light.
I don't know. We'll pull it up. But yeah, it's about you can't. It's kind of like, in order to feel good, you got to know what it feels like.
You gotta
to feel
stand
bad.
In the rain.
Sure. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Say, what's it? Go ahead and sing it.
No, I'm good. It's going to be a cloudy day. You're going to have to stand in the rain.
Yeah, but it's in order to get, now that, well.
Got to get a little dirt on your hands if you, I don't know what part you're talking about.
I don't know, but it's a great song. We're going to play it here in a minute at the break. But we've got a fantastic show coming up. Dr. Deborah Green, she's a PhD, like Dr. Mike McFarland. We're going to be talking about protecting yourself from wireless radiation and Dr. Mike McFarland making new habits. I've got a lot to share with you. And everyone, stay tuned. And if you feel like calling in, call in. 214-787-1190. We'll be right back. I love that. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, and Dr. Mike McFarland, PhD, and Dr. Deborah Green, PhD. Dr. Deborah Green has been an innovator in energy medicine and body mind-body integration for over 25 years. She is an author, speaker, and practitioner of various healing arts who combines the best of ancient wisdom with modern science in her writings, presentations, private practice, and online courses. Dr. Green is an author of Endless Energy, The Essential Guide to Energy Health. She empowers others with research-based approaches aimed, aimed at developing our inner resources for life transformation and self-actualization. Her website is yourenergymatters.com. That's yourenergymatters.com. Always a pleasure. How are you doing today, Dr. Green?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And aloha. From
aloha to you.
From Hawaii. I love it that you call from Hawaii. And I've never been there. I've always wanted to go. I know it's so beautiful. I need to go sometime. But
it's true.
It is.
I welcome you.
Yeah.
We're actually having some weather today, Bernadette.
Really?
We never have weather.
Really? Okay, so when you say we're having some weather, what does that look like? I'm curious, in Hawaii.
Yes. Well, what it looks like is we have really strong wind today. We have clouds, and there is actually snow on the mountain.
Whoa. What? And that doesn't happen very often?
No, it does not happen very often. It happens maybe like once every several years. However, in the last 3 years, we have had snow up on the mountain for the past 3 years in a row.
Wow.
At least once.
Wow.
So
what do you think it is? Do you think it's got to do with the climate change that everyone's, you know, been talking about?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather seems to be strange everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty clear that things are changing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So. We haven't had a winter yet here in Texas. Not really. It hasn't. There's been, I mean, very little. And it's weird because we usually do. I've lived here now for, oh my gosh, like 30 years. I've lived here 30 years. And and you do become aware of the weather patterns. And so, and you know, maybe a part of this too is connected somehow to the 5G. You know, we're not taking care of the earth. We're not taking care of the planet. You know, we've talked about 5G before, but for those who are new to the topic, could you briefly summarize what it is and why you're concerned?
Well, 5G stands for fifth generation wireless infrastructure, and all of the millions upon millions of 5G small cell antennas that are involved with that. And if big telecom has its way, those small cell antennas will be placed every 2 to 5 homes in residential areas.
Wow.
Because they're using a different part of the spectrum that doesn't travel. The waves don't travel as far, and so they have to have many, many, many more of these antennas and placed at, you know, eye level, not like the tall towers that we have now for 4G. And also, 5G involves approximately 50,000 satellites in near orbit beaming down toxic wireless radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And as Arthur Furstenberg writes about in his amazing book, The Invisible Rainbow, all of this damages the Earth's envelope. The Earth has like a protective energy envelope around it that consists of the Schumann resonance and ionizing waves and the magnetosphere. And all of this is being damaged by this wireless radiation, including us humans, of course, mm-hmm. and all life forms. But, you know, when you mess around with the Earth, as you said, things can go awry.
Well,
and
yeah.
This is a highly experimental technology. It's not been safety tested. Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the publications that I like to read is What Doctors Don't Tell You. And on the cover, all in red, huge red, Protect Yourself from Wi-Fi and 5G, A Step-by-Step Guide to Staying Safe. It says, as society adopts more wireless technology, we are increasingly bathed in high intensities of electromagnetic fields, EMFs. Some EMFs are emitted by devices we own and use ourselves. But even if you refuse to ever buy a cell phone or wireless router, you would still be exposed to ever-increasing amounts of EMS thanks to the growing number of cell towers, like you talked about, wireless hotspots and satellites that are used to broadcast these signals. And, you know, it talks about how to heal yourself in this article. But, you know, we've talked about the dangers of 5G and wireless radiation from cell phones. But what can people do to protect themselves from Wi-Fi on their computers or their tablets? You mentioned that you have six steps.
Yes, I do. And We've talked in the past about, you know, safety-proofing your cell phone. And so, I wanted to talk a little bit about computers today because, you know, most people are using computers daily.
Oh, yeah.
And the best thing to do is to hardwire your computer. And all that means is just plugging in an Ethernet cable instead of using Wi-Fi.
Mm.
And you know, if you're working at a desk, it's a very simple thing to do because you don't need the Wi-Fi, right? You can just use this Ethernet cable, hook it up to your router, and, you know, if you use a laptop, you just have to stay put, you know, like don't be walking around, and for sure don't put the laptop on your lap. I
mm-hmm.
mean, the fact that they call them laptops is really kind of I want to say criminal, because we know that this radiation is much worse when it's in contact with your body. And so, you know, putting a laptop on your lap, it just makes it much, much worse. You want to keep these things as far away from your body as possible. When you use an Ethernet cable, you need to turn off the Wi-Fi on your computer, and you also need to turn it off at the router.
Really?
Because if you just put the cable in, your computer is going to continue to send out a Wi-Fi signal to connect with the router. If you turn off the Wi-Fi at your computer, the router is going to continue looking, you know, for its partner, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and keep emitting. So you have to turn off the Wi-Fi at both of those locations, on your computer and at the router.
Well, this is really good information, Dr. Green. It really is. I mean, when we spoke last, I was telling you how it worries me, my daughters, and there's millions and millions of other college students and high school students, just kids, people in general, put their laptop in their groin area, like, you know, when they're sitting up in bed, and it's not between their legs, but between, like, their, you know, like their chest, their ribs, and their legs, right?
Yes.
And it's sitting right over your ovaries and
take your cell phones out your pockets.
Yeah, and I see people, especially women, because women are always multitasking with their kids, with their cell phones in their pockets. And I'm sure men are still carrying them in their front pockets, those that don't know, but it really is not healthy.
No, and I mean, it's well established that this type of radiation causes reproductive harm in women and men. It also has been linked to DNA damage and immune disruption, you know, cardiac dysfunction, and as you said, if you have a laptop on your lap, it's very close to your chest, to your heart area.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yes, keep all this stuff off of your body and as far away from you as possible. And you know what, Bernadette? There is now on the market a low emission router. And I'm so thrilled to find out about this thing. And of course, it's made in Europe. The Europeans tend to be much more aware of these issues than we are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called an Eco Wi-Fi router. And it's at jrseco.com. I'm not connected with them or
mm-hmm.
anything. I don't make any money off this.
Yeah.
I'm just sharing this information.
Yes, I appreciate
because
it.
This router is amazing. Not only does it emit at a very low level when you're using the Wi-Fi, but you can easily turn the Wi-Fi on and off as needed. And when you're not actively engaging with the Wi-Fi, the router turns itself off. Like, how cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not an expert in all that router business.
Your Wi-Fi usually doesn't work anyway.
I have such a hard time with my Wi-Fi and everything in my house, which I guess is a good thing. I ought to just get rid of it. But
get rid of it and hardwire, because if you use an Ethernet cable, you will find that you're faster, your internet is much faster, it's much safer, it's more secure, it's less hackable, and it's safe, you know? So there's really every reason to switch over to using the Ethernet cable and just shut off the Wi-Fi.
Well,
you don't need it.
In that article that I was referencing to earlier, it says the same thing you're saying. Purchase your own cable company approved modem and your own separate router, and then you can avoid paying the monthly fee to rent the modem and router and service, and avoid having Wi-Fi turned back on automatically with updates. And it's interesting. It really is how far we've come in technology, and some of it is wonderful, and some of it's not so good, because when you read how EMFs can impact human health, it's pretty scary. I'm looking at a list here that says the way EMFs damage your cells by increasing oxidative stress within them, and this damaging process involves intercellular calcium. Calcium has many roles besides keeping your bones and teeth strong, including cell signaling, regulating enzyme and protein functions, muscle contraction, blood clotting, nerve function, cell growth, learning and memory. I mean, when you read something like that, you're like, holy smokes, we got to do something about this. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's how come there's, you know, it involves the calcium-gated channels of every single cell. And when the cells themselves are being impacted negatively, that's how you end up with this whole array of negative health effects connected with wireless radiation. I mean, it runs the gamut from brain tumors to, you know, memory loss to, you know, brainwave changes, breaching of the blood-brain barrier, insomnia. I mean, on and on it goes. It's really, yeah.
I wonder if this is going to be a really hard sell, though, to convey the risks, because people are so conditioned to opt for convenience over safety.
Oh, yeah.
And so until we have some dramatic, you know, evidence and show really, you know, major impediments to health or maybe deaths or proven cancers and things like that, I think people are going to just turn a blind eye.
It's already there. Until we have. We've got it. The research base on this is in the thousands.
So what's
and that
the breakdown
is not an exaggeration.
Then? There's some breakdown that I think the masses, we don't understand it, or we turn a blind eye to it, and somehow it's either a communication problem, information dissemination problem, something.
Well, I think it's just corruption.
I mean, 5G sponsored the Super Bowl pretty much.
It's just like, it's corruption. It's no different. I was thinking this morning about the Blackwater, the DuPont cover-up, you know, and how they poisoned so many people, and you're like, how the hell does that happen? How does that happen?
It happens because the FCC, which is supposed to be protecting us and regulating the big telecom, it's a captured agency. It's been captured by the industry that it's supposed to be regulating. And, you know, Harvard Ethics Review has written an entire, document on this, which actually is entitled FCC, a Captured Agency.
Wow.
So, you know, that's the big problem, because the FCC is supposed to be protecting us, and they're not. They're completely in bed with big telecom.
Yeah, that's a huge problem,
it's
probably going to get worse before people really wake up, because the message is sort of stifled or muffled.
Yeah, it's scary.
And people love convenience.
People like you who are helping us to get the word out, and I really appreciate that, Bernadette. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You know what? That's what I'm here for. That's what I was put on Earth for, I guess. This was my destiny all along. But can you stay with us for a couple more minutes to talk a little bit more about this, like another
Absolutely. Okay. I would love to share a story with you.
Oh, good. Okay. Stay tuned, everyone. More coming up with Dr. Deborah Green. You're listening to One Life Radio. Love that song. Alicia Hopper on the controls in there with. Sorry, guys. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos. We've got Dr. Mike McFarland, PhD, in studio with us as well. He's a licensed psychologist in the state of Texas with a private practice here in Dallas. And Dr. Deborah Green has stayed with us for this next segment. Just a little bit, she wanted to tell a story. Deborah Green has been an innovator in energy medicine and mind-body integration for over 25 years. You can find her at yourenergymatters.com. We're talking about protecting yourself from wireless radiation and 5G, the 5G network. And so, Dr. Green, right before we went to break, you said that you wanted to share a story with us. Could you please? I would love to hear it.
So I have instruments to measure various types of wireless radiation. And I was contacted by someone who lives here on Maui who is electrosensitive. Mm-hmm. And so he has his home, like, very, very well shielded, and he does all kinds of things to protect himself, you know, from the radiation from his neighbors and, you know, thus things like that. And he has renters downstairs, and he required that they, you know, hardwire everything. They have to have an Ethernet cable on their computer, and they can't use a printer that has Wi-Fi or anything like that because he gets really, really sick. He's like highly sensitive. Mm. But something was happening where he was getting his symptoms, and he couldn't figure out where it was coming from, so he asked me to come over and test his home, which I did. And the strange thing was the radiation was coming up through the floor, and
really?
It was moving around. And sometimes this radiation can ricochet off of things, and so we were trying to figure out, is it ricocheting off of, you know, like his metal refrigerator or things like that? Well, then I realized we have to go downstairs and see what's happening down there. Mm-hmm. We went downstairs. The renter was home. And whatever this was that was emitting, it was pinning the meter. It was so strong that it was off the scale of the meter.
Wow.
And we went downstairs, and the father was home with his son there, and it turned out to be this 8-year-old child's tablet.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And he had gotten it, he was like assigned at his school that he had to use this tablet for his homework. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a new arrival in the home. And the reason it was moving around is because the kid was moving around.
Right.
You know, he was sitting in different places in the house, and he was holding this tablet on his lap. And the thing was emitting so strong that it was pinning this meter.
Yeah.
And it's like, the fact that they make these things that emit so strongly when it doesn't have to be like that.
Right.
I mean, the signal was going all the way up, you know,
yeah,
through the high ceiling, through the floor, up into the, you know, guy's unit upstairs. And it's like, there's no reason for this.
Well, you know what,
there's
reason. Well, and I was just thinking of this, you know, everybody's, why do so many kids have ADHD, autism, all these things? You know, why is the sperm count lower? And what were you saying where you read it, Dr.
Over
Mike?
Over the past 30 years, it's gone down by about 50% worldwide.
Yeah, so how does that happen? Okay. But
that's what's happened in the last 30 years.
Right. So people have laptops in that air. I think that's part of it. And then the kids, how can they not be affected by all that energy, you know, making them nervous so they can't, they're not out in nature enough? I mean, it only makes sense. It only makes sense to me. It's, you know, and I'm reading in here, and this is something too. It says, avoid using a cell phone in your car or while you're on a bus or train, even when the connection to a cell tower is strong, because you are in motion, the phone will need to work harder to stay in communication with the cell tower, emitting more radiation, which will be further intensified because you are encased in metal. Keep your phone in airplane mode when you're in the car. If you commonly use it to listen to music or podcast downloads, download the content before you leave. Like all these... go ahead.
Those are really good tips, and it's so true because, as we know, I mean, this stuff is operating in the microwave frequency range. It is microwave radiation. And as we know, you know, you're not supposed to put anything metal in your microwave oven because microwaves cannot penetrate through metal. So when you are inside a metal box, like a car or a subway or a bus or whatever, you're drawing those microwaves into the vehicle, and then they bounce around inside because they can't escape easily because they're trapped by the metal. And it basically turns your vehicle into a mobile microwave oven with you on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's all kinds of stuff I'm reading here about. Don't you've already said this. Don't use your cell phone as an alarm clock. You know, certainly don't sleep with it under your pillow. It says use a standard plug-in charger and keep that charger and its cord well away from the bed. Don't use wireless chargers for your cell phone. If your child wants to play a game on a tablet or phone, put the device in airplane mode. You know, all these things that we need to really be aware of. And
airplane mode is your friend. And you can use your phone as an alarm clock if you put it in airplane mode.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for staying with us, Dr. Green. We've got to go to break, but I'm so thankful for your contribution today on the show. Thanks again for jumping on with us. And aloha from Hawaii.
My pleasure. Aloha to you.
All right. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right. You can find Dr. Deborah Green at yourenergymatters.com. We have Dr. Mike McFarland coming up, Making New Habits. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Punchy today because it's Monday. Oh my gosh. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos. I've got Navi Mendoza in studio with me and Dr. Mike McFarland. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Or you can go right to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app to listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King, or go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products. They have an amazing product. I'm just going to do this real quick here, Navi. Would you like to talk about their magnesium supplement that you got turned on to over the weekend?
Oh my gosh, yes. I had never tried liquid magnesium like that.
And it's the bomb.
It was amazing. I slept all through the night and I didn't wake up feeling groggy or with like a sleep hangover.
Yeah.
And I woke up feeling relaxed.
What did you do? Did you put it? I'll like put it right in my drink or something like that. But typically, you know, magnesium is best absorbed through the derma, through your skin. And so how did you do it?
I put it in some juice.
There you go.
It's potent.
Yeah. It's very potent. It is. And it'll make you relax. But they make a lot of great products. So check out sunwarrior.com. And of course, Enviromedica, if you're looking for a great probiotic and prebiotic or symbiotic formula, Enviromedica has the best available. I can say that with confidence. I use it daily. They're TerraFlora product, and a lot of their products are just off the charts. Check them out at Enviromedica.com. And Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Their wild mission is to empower 50 million people with the knowledge that they can use to say no to big food, big pharma, bad science, and dangerous health and nutritional dogma. Use the code OLR for 20% off and check them out at wildfoods.co. They have a lot of incredible products too. They have a great turmeric and a vitamin D K2 blend. It's a really good it's great. You got to have vitamin D every day. You do. You should be taking it every single day.
Absolutely.
With a K2. So check it out at wildfoods.com. And of course, Paleo FX, you know, can't wait to go there this year. It's Heal Thyself, Change the World. Paleo FX is the world's premier holistic wellness event covering health, nutrition, fitness, sustainability, self-development, spirituality, relationships, entrepreneurship, and everything in between. It all takes place in Austin, Texas from April 24th through the 26th. Of this year, 2020, with thousands of attendees from around the world. For a limited time, badges are 25% off. Use the code FX25 at checkout. Visit them at paleofx.com. And again, use the code FX25. You won't be disappointed. You will have a fantastic time in Austin, Texas. And one of our new sponsors, Karma Bakery, always vegan and gluten-free. And this is really cool. So they bake with a culmination of consciousness and loving in a loving environment where they bake and create, which results in food that is extraordinary. It's just incredible. Someone sent me a box of their cookies for my birthday, and they sent me a sampler box, and then I couldn't stop. I ordered their Christmas cookies, but they're just really high quality. They're very high quality, and they are beautifully aesthetically decorated like you wouldn't believe.
Wonderful. Are they locally based?
No, they're out of Southern California.
Okay.
And, you know, hi to all of you in KMET, Southern California. But, yeah, I think
they
might...
They ship.
They ship all over the world. They're cakes, they're cupcakes, but it's really good quality, 100% organic baked goods. And they're vegan and gluten-free and allergen-free, too. So check them out. All right, let's get started on our topic here today. I love having Dr. McFarland in the studio. He's been on the show for a very long time. He is a licensed psychologist in the state of Texas with a private practice in Dallas. And Dr. Mike provides individual therapy to adolescents through adulthood. He specializes in the treatment of anxiety disorders, obsessive compulsive spectrum disorders, and male body image and eating disorders. You can find him at McFarlandPsychology.com. Today, we're talking about making new habits. So, could you explain the psychology of habits for us that don't understand them clearly?
Sure. So I kind of want to start off by just sort of highlighting that we go through our lives oftentimes just governed by our habits. And those habits are both behavioral habits as well as thought habits. And so many times we're thinking about a habit like, oh, I bite my nails. So that would be a habit, sure. Mm-hmm. But we also have thought habits like talking ourselves down or seeing the negative in things or seeing the positive in things. And, you know, those kinds of thought habits as well as behavioral habits can really make the difference between are we having a fulfilling life? Are we getting a lot done? And are we happy with ourselves, with others, and our circumstances? Or are we struggling with our lives? Are we having a hard time getting things done or even finding the joy in our lives? And so our habits, both behavioral and cognitive, affect the quality of our lives.
Oh, for sure.
And so much of what we do on an everyday basis is habitually based. If you brush your teeth or not brush your teeth, that's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we either train ourselves to do this on a regular basis or we train ourselves that it's not important and we don't do it. Do we get up at a consistent time? Do we overeat? Do we snack every time we watch TV? All those things are habits. Some of our habits are great, and they're very beneficial for us achieving the things that we want out of mm-hmm. life. Other habits we identify as impediments. They get in the way of us achieving our aspirations and goals in life.
Yeah.
So the key is that we want to optimize and learn from the good habits that we have and then sort of identify those habits that are undermining us or maybe a lack of habitual behavior around something that we need to habitualize so that we achieve things that we're not achieving today.
Mm-hmm. And it's a slippery slope to get into a habit of something, right?
It's tough.
It really
it's tough.
Is.
You know, it's sort of conventional wisdom that it takes 21 days. Actually, I think research has shown that it could be a range anywhere from, you know, 15 days at the probably the earliest up to close to a year mm-hmm. to establish a habit.
Well, I'm actually dealing with this right now personally.
Okay.
So, because I had a bout with high blood pressure that landed me in the hospital twice last week. Okay?
Very scary.
It was very scary.
And
but
dangerous.
I think, well, I have white coat syndrome, so that sure didn't help. And I think just going to the hospital made it just sore.
I bet.
But nonetheless, you know, I really feel like I was traumatized by it. I really was, you guys. But I learned a lot from it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that some of my habits are really bad. Okay. Like because I go, you know, that's a bad habit. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to slow down. I need to meditate. I need to quit drinking so much coffee in the morning. I need to quit drinking so much wine at night. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to get out and make exercise and meditation a priority.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I've had to reexamine every aspect of my life, even who I hang out with. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you've got to revisit that. And so you can see as you're going through that process that so much of that one particular issue, high blood pressure, is driven by a multitude of your daily habits.
Yeah.
And so it's usually not just one thing that's got to change, but a lot of things.
Well, I quit cold turkey on the coffee. Cold turkey.
Wow.
Okay. And I've been drinking.
That's hard on the system.
It is. It is hard on the system. But you know what? I did it. I changed
the headaches. No.
You know, I did get a little bit of a headache.
Okay.
And then, you know, they try to scare the bejesus out of you at the hospital, you know, like, oh, you could have a stroke or whatever, you know, or heart attack. I'm like, oh my God, please. You know, I mean, I was like really freaked out.
Right,
I was.
Right.
And I'll admit it. I was a baby. I was really freaked out.
But it's a big motivator.
But it's a big motivator. You're like, oh, I don't want to die. I got too much to do, and I got to take care of my children. And, you know, yeah. And so, I gave up coffee and wine cold turkey. I did have a little sip of wine last night while I was eating Italian food. Mm-hmm. Not very much. Mm-hmm. One of the doctors that was on the show told me, as long as you don't drink more than like 4 or 6 ounces once in a while, it'll be okay.
Okay.
You know, as you transition through trying to get your blood pressure naturally under control.
Right.
And a lot of it is even, it's weight related too sometimes. Even 5 to 10 pounds, believe it or not, you guys, can cause high blood pressure.
That's right. And, once you get into that high blood pressure zone, then you're taking medications oftentimes to manage it.
Yep.
And that comes with its own set of side effects.
Right.
So,
that's right.
You know, the it's not a simple solution, but the solution oftentimes is drop weight. And again, what drives that? Habits.
Yeah.
We have habits that either promote a stable and healthy weight or exacerbate weight gain.
So,
and,
no, go ahead.
Okay. And so when we think of habits, oftentimes we can sort of get discouraged by the need to change these things, and it seems too daunting, and maybe we give it a day or two of having a very ambitious goal of, let's say, I'm going to go to the gym. And so you set your goal at, okay, I'm going to work out 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go for at least an hour, and you set very ambitious goals that become so overwhelming or daunting that you don't actually stick with it long enough.
Right. That's what I did.
Yeah.
It happens to most of us.
It does. Same thing, 6 times a week going to the gym, and I think I did about 65% to 70%.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it
wasn't too bad, but it wasn't full on.
Right. And then what will happen is that you think, I'm not doing this, I'm not achieving my goal. That creates a sense of hopelessness.
Right.
And then you give it up.
Yeah.
So what's more important is to have a reasonable goal. First of all, you set a reasonable goal. So if you're not working out at all, maybe you say, I'm going to walk 15 minutes a day.
Yeah. And it's
something
really
simple.
Yeah.
15 minutes, mm-hmm. that's manageable.
Yeah.
And maybe if that seems overwhelming, I'm going to walk 5 minutes 3 times a day. And most of us can wrap our head around that.
Yeah.
And then the key is, because there's really basically, you got to cue yourself. You got to have a reminder. So if you're going to walk, maybe have a reminder on your phone or on your refrigerator. It's noontime. I'm going to walk after every meal. Let's say I'm going to walk for 5 minutes after every meal. So you got to have the trigger. Then you take action. And the next thing you got to do is reward yourself. So if there's no reward and you don't feel good about it, then you're not going to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, for example, with exercise, you give yourself a very small amount of unsweetened or semi-sweet chocolate, something like that, as a treat. What we know that does is it releases dopamine in the brain, which is the reward center of the brain.
Yeah.
And if you do that, if you link something, and I'm not saying that chocolate is the answer for everything, but if you take something that is rewarding to you.
Shopping.
Well,
rich
maybe
foods.
You can get yourself into other bad habits
yes,
that way.
Yes, absolutely.
But we find a way to reward ourselves.
Right.
And after doing that a few times, this is part of the training of your body and your mind that this is the cycle that's required.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a reward in the end. So there's something beneficial.
Yeah.
Now, over time, if you adhere to your habits, you're going to see change. You'll see change. If it's a health-related one, you'll see change in how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You might see change in your physique. You might see change in your energy level. So all those are rewarding. But in the short term, you need something that's a little bit more quicker. It's quicker in its gratification in order to get you on track.
Well, and I know we're talking about all tangible things, but you opened the segment talking about the intangible things, things that just the way you think.
Yes.
That's so important. I would say that's number one, really, because until you change your thinking, you can't change your bad habits.
It's very hard. And so some people who, already have got pretty positive and optimistic thinking, changing other habits is not going to be as difficult.
Yeah.
If you've got a very defeatist attitude, or you find that you're your own worst critic, and you're tearing yourself down all the time, chances are that's going to also undermine your ability to stick to and establish a positive habit.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to thinking, and I was struck by, you mentioned at the break, your new slogan or tag that was, is it?
Eat well, think well, be well.
Right. And that think well is so important. And so you can establish habits around thinking better. Part of it is related to just becoming more aware of your self-talk. Just, and rather than getting getting caught up in your life, just sit there and think about, what have I just said to myself?
Yeah.
What am I thinking? If notice your bodily signs, if your stomach drops for some reason, if you suddenly find your mood shifting down, think to yourself, in the last 30 seconds, what did I just say to myself? Mm-hmm. And you begin to uncover this negativity. And once we're aware of it, we can start to challenge and change it.
Well, I just love, I could talk about psychology all day long. I love it. I need an extra hour. Always great to have Dr. Mike McFarland in studio.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mike. You can find him at McFarlandPsychology.com. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.